this is Karen Goulart, features writer for SearchCIO.com. With me today is SearchCIO.com IT Leadership Awards finalist Eric Holley, CIO of Utah State University in Salt Lake City. It was Eric's success in bringing together centralized and decentralized IT at USU by creating shared services, common standards, and engendering a culture of voluntary participation that made him one of this year's finalists. You can read all about his work at SearchCIO.com. But today, Eric is joining me to share some of his insights on technology issues in education and across industries. Thank you for joining me, Eric.
Very happy to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Excellent. Well, you mentioned how fast technology is changing. In education, what is the major technology strategy shift that you see underway right now? Is it cloud or the combination of things?
Well, let me shift that into two categories.
Sure.
One is pedagogical shifts in the way we teach, shifts in the way that we learn. The other one are more of the traditional IT infrastructure shifts. Now, I'll start with those infrastructure shifts because it relates to what I was talking about. It certainly relates to the shift into cloud computing, infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and software as a service. You know, we need faster, we need rapid deployment, we need integration of diverse systems. We can't afford to build, monolithic, monstrous ERP systems, whether that's, PeopleSoft or in our case, we use Banner for our HR finance. In other areas, we can't afford to have one piece of monolithic software that we customize ourselves in a million ways and operate that. I believe that the I in CIO is changing to Chief Integration Officer.
Mm-hmm.
We can't afford to build it ourselves anymore. We have to look out there, grab pre-architected specific solutions, integrate them with our data, and quite frankly, build a wholesale ecosystem of multiple cloud services and get out of this idea of five-month requisition periods for hardware, then having to configure monolithic software that can't integrate with other pieces, and then feel like we have to build and customize our own. Now, let's pick and choose. There are so many amazing solutions out there in the industry. So that's a big shift in the development and infrastructure side.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me shift to the pedagogic side, which I think is a more strategic conversation around the changes
in
higher education. When we think about classroom technology and learning technology, we've talked about the flipped classroom. We all hear that quite a bit. The idea that students can come prepared with a certain level of knowledge so that the classroom experience is not a duplication of Google. we have to shift the technology and the support systems for the learner so that they aren't using higher education just for another version of Google.
Right.
Higher education needs to have a teaching shift so that we're talking about the human experience, the connections, the relationships, the organizational shifts that occur with access to all of these facts that are important to know, but it's not so much the facts we know, it's the experience around them that we needed to know,
mm-hmm.
and how those change the human experience. And so you look at things like classroom capture and lecture capture, where we change the idea that students are there madly taking notes about facts so that they can pay more attention to the conversations and the connections in classrooms, where if they're worried about a particular fact or something they need to remember or want to go back and review, they can sit there on their tablet or their smartphone and press a button that says, hey, you remind me of this point, or this is a point I need to study or come back to later. And then they're spending their time paying attention to the conversations and the interactions in the classroom, not spending their time writing notes and trying to replicate a database of facts, which we can now provide through technology, not just through Google and existing information, but by capturing live all of the diverse feeds that happen in a classroom so that they can go back and refer to those, as well as bringing in the flipped classroom pieces, whether that's Khan Academy or some of the other great resources that are out there to change teaching.
Wow, that's really huge.
It's really big. That's just one technology shift. We could continue talking about massive open online courses. But as we also talk, and I won't go there. There's a lot of industry speak about that right now. But it'll be interesting to watch massive open online courses and the difference in face-to-face interaction.
Mm-hmm.
In those areas. So that's a sample of some of the major technology strategy shifts underway. And of course, the separation of the teacher and the learner, which is kind of what we see in massive open online courses, whether that be separation of geography space, or separation of time, whether we're talking about synchronous learning or asynchronous learning. Technology, the way we're introducing, is changing the way we teach and changing the way we have to learn pedagogically, and that's a huge area that we need to focus on quite a bit.
Sounds very exciting, though. Very interesting work.
It's interesting from a teacher perspective, it's interesting from an IT perspective, and it's very interesting from a student perspective. When we implemented our first classroom capture technology, it was amazing to see the difference in how students behaved when they didn't have to take notes like mad to prepare for some random exam and they could focus on the discussion.
Definitely.
Huge shift in how we do things due to technology. And I was one of the first pilots here at Utah State University when we did that. Wow, it was like a sunrise for many students when they realized what they didn't have to do and what they could do. And they're now knocking down the doors of faculty and asking for this, and boy, now I got to find the funding to expand it.
Well, that's sort of a good lead into what I was going to ask you about next, which was what technology you think stands to give you a competitive advantage. It sounds a little odd to ask about competitive advantage in education, but I mean, it's true.
That's not odd at all. it's a hugely, hugely competitive marketplace. Hugely competitive marketplace. Mm-hmm. And there are also many different, there's not a one-size-fits-all for education.
Mm-hmm.
We have different people attending school for different reasons in different phases of life and career. And the neat thing about technology is that technology allows us to adapt education to these different audiences effectively, so that we don't necessarily have to be one-size-fits-all education. More robust, accessible, higher-quality classroom delivery technology is something that I think stands to give traditional higher education a huge competitive advantage. It allows us to extend courses to underserved populations, to underserved geography, where there are immense untapped markets, where there's a great desire to retool a career, to go back to school, or to start school where someone traditionally could not go back to school because they're working in rural underserved areas, their economy and their lifestyle is centered geographically, and they can't necessarily afford to, or they don't want to, for example, leave the family farm in a rural area,
mm-hmm.
come for a traditional residential education, and then end up leaving rural America in the lurch as we pull people out of communities rather than bringing education into communities. opportunities. So clearly the ability to change how we deliver technology or education via technology and get that out to underserved populations who have a huge need and a huge thirst for a lot of these pieces is absolutely big. Second, you know, going back to changing the way we learn and making it less of a like I mentioned in sort of the lecture classroom capture approach, mm-hmm. making the classroom more exciting and more relevant and less drudgery, note taking, and memorization. That attracts a different type of student.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I would say when we talk about technology is the idea of research technology. We're a large research institution, and when we can bring the exciting science, whether that's around how we teach and how we learn, or whether that's around new materials
mm-hmm.
that are being developed in engineering or science units on campus, when we can bring that into the classroom to get people excited about science, technology, education, and math, you know, the technologies that support research are huge, and you bring those in to the learning experience, and you've got stuff you just can't get from a standard degree program textbook approach
mm-hmm.
from a different level. So when I say technology, it's not just about, you know, the new software we install that enables XYZ or the new hardware we install that enables XYZ. It's also about the outcomes that technology produces in research or in other areas that we can bring into the learning experience to get people excited about changing the way we do things and changing the way the world works.
This is Karen Goulart with SearchCIO.com. I've been speaking with Eric Hawley, CIO of Utah State University, SearchCIO.com's IT Leader of the Year. If you missed it in the first part of this podcast, Mr. Hawley discussed some of the biggest challenges facing IT today and how he's addressing them. In the final segment, he offers his unique perspectives on mobility, BYOD policy, and what he sees as the biggest risk facing higher education today. To hear these segments and to read more about Mr. Hawley's award-winning work, please go to searchcio.com.